Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the great LA-based jazz drummer Sammy Miller and The Congregation. That was their take on What a Wonderful World circa 2017. So this Grammy-nominated cat has become known for his relentless focus on making music that feels good as a drummer, a singer, and a bandleader. After fetching his master's degree at the Juilliard School, he formed his ensemble known as The Congregation. What a great term for a group of jazz cats.
Known. I like it. I like simple names. I always wanted to start a group by the name of Silent Fool.
Ooh, I like that.
Like that. The thing about it is, you know how people truncate names as they make it, they'd just be calling us Foo.
Yeah, that's right. It's Foo.
Let's bring on after Nickelback. Foo.
Foo. That's straight up jazz slang right there, my friend.
You bet.
As a band, they share the power of community through their music, and together it's joyful jazz, and we love that. And prior to a show in Kansas City during the winter of 2018, we caught up with Sammy on the road and asked him about what his aim of this collective act is, and this is what he said.
And so I kind of got obsessed with this idea, like, okay, well, if you're going to complain about everyone, like, what would you do? And this is what I would do, which is the band, the music we play, the way we use space, the way improvisation means not just how you improvise over chord changes, but how you can improvise in a show the way a stand-up comedian improvises. Just using all the things that are at our fingertips and falling on our face, too. That was the other thing. Like, I just feel like jazz music is all about trying stuff.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of collectives like the Vine Street Rumble and solo cats like the great David Bassey, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you some of that good old whole brand, giving me a little bump in the chair here at the table.
That's all right. You've introduced your glasses to the
yes, I
have. Or your headphones. Pardon me, yes. to the microphone here a couple of times. I do it too.
Yeah, just so you know that we're all here in attendance. This is the home of unfiltered blues.
That's right. You got to step over the cat pan to get in this room.
That's right. We're here to give you some of that good old-fashioned jazz and some of that brand new stuff as well. So another huge inspiration for Sammy and the band is legendary composer, pianist, and leader of the great jazz orchestra, Mr. Duke Ellington. And as we get into his song, The Eighth Veil, off his Orchestra Collection, Volume 1, 1946, have a listen to Sammy explain.
I think Duke Ellington, first and foremost, because, A, that guy was, you know, Duke was always thinking about the individuals, right? He wasn't saying trumpet. He was saying Cat Williams, and he wasn't saying, man, I need a saxophone for this part. It was, oh, how will Johnny Hodges sound? And I think that's the best thing you can do. That's the best service you can do for yourself, right? It's right for the people in the band. Here from Sammy Miller and the Congregation, and we are probably in a van right now. It's driving to the next gig, and we are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
What is jazz? Jazz is a special form of music. It is uniquely American because it began in the United States.
Jazz is an original African-American musical art form that began around the start of the 20th century in New Orleans, Louisiana. It is characterized by complex rhythms, swing, call and response, and improvisation.
On stage, the musicians open their cases, set up their instruments, all take their places. Spotlights on, announcer is in sight. You're in for a session of magic tonight. Ladies and gents, what a jam this will be. An evening of jazz immortality. The audience hushes, they worked all week long. It's their night to hear jazz, now along comes a song. Rebap,
The theme song, that's the name of the song, from the children's book, Jazz on a Saturday Night, that is from the celebrated illustrators Leo and Diane Dillon. They use bright colors and musical patterns that make music skip off the page, and a great toe-tapping homage to many of the jazz greats, from Miles Davis to Charlie Parker to Ella Fitzgerald. These two are teaching kids about jazz. I was with my boy Miles, and I caught this book, and I thought, I need to put this on the air. Anytime we can baptize the kids in something good like jazz, I think it's a worthy endeavor.
You betcha.
So, from the group called The Beats, we're going to switch things up here a little bit. This is the tune, The Beatnik Bounce. I know John Christopher is going to dig this. This is right up the bossa nova alley. From 1960, this has all that gloss and all that cool jazz dripping off of it. Let's get into it.
Blame it on the bossa nova, folks.
Thank you. this is Allison Au. I'm a Toronto-based saxophone player, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was Juno Award-winning jazz saxophonist, composer, and arranger Allison Au with her quartet with the 2019 tune Grounds from her latest offering called Wander Wonder. So she was born to a Chinese father and a Jewish mother and raised in a multicultural metropolis of the beautiful Toronto, Canada. She found music as a child, and as a kid, she was exposed to a wide array of musical styles. She was captivated by that unhinged freedom of jazz that always lures musicians in. Her music transports you to a place where instrumentals ring very bold and emotions run free. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about how she discovered that jazz was her true calling in life.
I think it took me a long time. When I entered the music program in Toronto at Humber College, where I attended, I still was not sure. I was debating between a music degree and actually a science degree. And I was accepted into like a science program as well as this music program. But I decided to pursue music first because I didn't want to have any regrets later as a grown up and feeling like I never kind of just explored that side of my personality.
From the mighty New Orleans Jazz Orchestra off their 2019 CD, Songs, the music of Alain Toussaint. They pay homage to the master with the tune Java, as this show has to move on. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Craig Klein in New Orleans with the brass funk rock band Bonorama, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
Was veteran jazz guitar cat Doug McDonald with his quartet with the 2019 tune Jazz for All Occasions. That's a welcoming title there, isn't it?
Yeah. Kind of a coffee table pamphlet sitting there.
Yeah.
Jazz for All Occasions.
All occasions. Yeah. Everybody is welcome. This is off his newest CD called Organisms, and it's an LA organ trio, and it features Ben Schultz on drums, Kerry Frank on the organ, and Bob Shepard on the tenor sax. So Doug is a West Coast-based jazz journeyman, and he's been going all over the place, from Hawaii to Vegas, LA to Manhattan, Spain, Finland, and the UK. He's played in clubs, concert halls, and recording studios, and he's been a featured soloist, and he's also backed up a lot of luminaries. He's originally from Philadelphia, PA, and began his career in Hawaii, and after bounding around for some time, he is back on the West Coast, back home, and he talked to us here at Neon Jazz about how he feels life is going right now.
I think Barney Kessel once told me, you have to look at everything as a balance, you know. Like, for example, early in his career, he was involved with jazz at the Philharmonic. He recorded with everybody from Oscar Peterson to Lester Young to Billie Holiday, etc. And then, you know, later on, he was more on his own. So I try to look at that from speaking to him. And you look at the whole thing, and it's you have to have a balanced life, too. You have to have a life outside of music. So I would say, yes, I'm very content.
From the father of South African jazz, this is South African trumpeter, flugelhornist, cornetist, singer, and composer Hugh Masekela with the tune Grazing in the Grass. This is one from the vault of the Neon Beat here.
Yes, indeed.
This one's off the 2000 CD, The Best of Hugh, as the show goes on.
is vibraphonist and drummer Chuck Redd, and I always listen to Neon Jazz when I'm anywhere in Kansas.
Thank you.
That was the jazz multi-instrumentalist Scott Robinson with the 2019 tune, Tenor More, with the tune Rainy River. So he is best known for his work on various styles of saxophone, but he's also performed on the clarinet, flute, trumpet, and many other obscure instruments. When attempting to lend form to the term rara avis in jazz, these days he is also adding a very defined sound to Maria Schneider's orchestra with his baritone sax. He's a great, great cat. This next one is from a long-ago cat that led bands in both Chicago and New York in the roaring 20s and early 30s. This is Fess Williams with his Royal Flush Orchestra. Man, they just don't name them like that anymore, do they?
I love it. The Royal Flush
Royal
Orchestra.
Flush Orchestra. You cannot beat this orchestra. Oh, man. This is the 1929 tune, A Few Riffs, I'd Say So. And this should keep us moving right in the right direction around here.
To Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. This is James Suggs. I hope you enjoy. Take care. Thank you.
Originally from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that was a stellar new jazz trumpeter on the scene, James Suggs, with the 2018 tune, But Oh, What Love, off the CD You're Gonna Hear From Me, and we certainly have. He started playing the trumpet at 9, and at 15, he was already playing professionally in jazz groups. And at 16, he was selected to tour with the Continental Singers, which gave him the opportunity to play for audiences all over in Switzerland, Holland, Germany, and throughout the U.S. Over the years, he's been fortunate to be around the legends of jazz, and I wanted to know what he learned from them. This is what he had to say.
And it's surprising. It's not the big things, you know, that they talk about. It's the little things that, you know, they say, hey, you know, just relax, you know, lay back, don't think too much. I remember Houston told me that a couple of days ago. He said, don't think too much. You know, he said, back in the day, we just show up and play tunes and have fun. That's all we wanted to do.
From a Midwest-based trumpet player, composer, and educator striving to make music that synthesizes the sound of classic and modern jazz, Western classical music, folk, progressive rock, and other genres, he puts it all together. This is the Chicago bass cat Paul Dietrich with the Jazz Ensemble with the 2019 tune Like Water off the CD Forward as we move on. Again, that was Chicago's strong jazz cat, Paul Dietrich, with the tune Like Water. And ending this hour of jazz together in style is band leader and cool cat Harry James with his orchestra in tow. This is the 1945 tune Memphis in June. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat we call the leader of KC in spring, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
A seasonal celebration, huh?
That's right.
Wow.
We're doing the dance. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Beat them headphones.
Right.
There we go.
From the great LA-based jazz drummer Snap. Oh, man, timing.
Sorry.
Sorry about that, kids.
Sorry.
All right, take two.
Neon Jazz.